our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. And Dan, kind of a tough day in this grain market today, but it looks to me like it's pretty much all weather related.
It is, Randy. You're right. It's weather was a key phenomenon. And as you look at the long range forecast, a pattern change is indicated for the Midwest somewhere in the 7 to 8 day time frame. That was enough to get the market lower. And again, cooler temperatures, a little uncertain exactly where the rains will fall, but it's those cooler temperatures and the lack of any persistent high-pressure ridging which really got the sellers at the Chicago Board of Trade going today.
Yeah, and again, too, volatility is probably the key word there because of the weather forecast change twice a day, and we could see swings twice a day then, too.
Well, we could, and it's everybody's neck in Chicago is kind of bent upwards looking at the forecast and the weather, and so we have some dry pockets, southern Iowa, portions of Illinois, Indiana, so these are going to be key areas to get rainfall in, but, you know, the problem we have is it's not all-encompassing, and so we've got these regional problems. I guess the question is, where is planted acreage, and where are we starting from? And even there, the market doesn't have enough information, but if it sees an improved forecast, we go down. If it sees a threatening forecast, we go up.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, because we do not know about how big this crop is yet, do we go back to that at some point?
Well, I think we will, and so we're going to trade weather here in Chicago, at least until that August crop report. Thereafter, we should get a little more delineation, though we may have to wait till September to really get good yield data. But even with that, I mean, if you look back in history, unless you have a really dire drought or flood going in the middle of August, it's hard to keep a rally sustained in Chicago because, you know, the harvest is so nearby, and we have a world market that is oversupplied. One of the problems we have here in Chicago is that Russian wheat at $190 a ton is trading about 40 cents underneath, you know, corn down to the Gulf. So when we think about that, we know we're too high a price in the world market. Question is how are we priced in the domestic market.
Right. Over on the livestock side of things there, we kind of had a mixed day there today.
Yeah, we did. We're still trying to understand, of course, Chinese demand for pork. They came out with a herd estimate from their ag ministry overnight of something in the vicinity of 27% lower on the breeding herd, down 25% on the production or the overall swine herd. So that got the market's attention, but we're just waiting to see if the Chinese will be stepping forward with any new demand.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Really not. It's weather in the CBOT, it's China demand, and of course the CME, and we'll see how that all plays out, but that's what we're really focusing on this week.
Dan Bossi, Ag Resource Company in Chicago.